Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. So you may have been with us yesterday when we told you that the R was for random and the A was for amaze and the M was for masterpiece, like the one by Ed Benet. Spinderella hit that beat. So we have the rest of What the Ramble's For. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
The B is for bodacious and the L is for love and the E is for everything, as in all of the above.
Ugh,
and this is the Ramble.
You are a poet, my friend.
Yeah, you really
are a poet.
It's the Ramble, Rambo.
Okay, Ramble. So I'm going to start things off. The man who designed the Pringles can, you know, that long can the Pringles come
in? Or the little cute travel packs.
That's true, travel packs. He was so pleased with his invention that he actually had stipulated that his ashes be buried in one of them.
I hope he was dead at the time. Well, Frederick Bauer of Cincinnati filed the patent for the tubular Pringles cans and the method of packaging the curved stack chips. So his patent was on not just the cans, but how to put those curved chips in curves. He did die last month at the age of 89. His family honored the request to bury him in one of the cans by placing parts of his cremated remains in a Pringles container in his grave. His son said Bauer requested the burial arrangements because he was proud of the design, as well he should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Rachel, if you've ever collected a mail-in rebate, you know it can be a long process.
I have not, because it's so long. I give up halfway through.
Do tell.
I just, every time I get one of those things, I attempt to do it. I think this is a great deal. I'll save $200 on this love seat if I mail in the rebate. And it just, by the time I have to fill out all the paperwork, I've given up halfway through.
Well, I was surprised to find the very low percentage of rebate checks that go uncashed. It's like between 3 and 5. So this isn't just mailing it into them. This is them. Then they mail the rebate back to you.
Oh, yeah,
and then you don't even cash your check. So right now, manufacturers and company that process rebates, they get to keep the unclaimed money. Get it? You don't cash your check.
Makes
the
sense.
Company keeps it.
Sure.
But the treasurer of the state of Iowa, Michael Fitzgerald, is accusing one of the biggest rebate processing companies and its clients of not reporting millions of dollars in uncashed checks. Fitzgerald wants the company to follow unclaimed property laws, which give states 3 years to locate owners or beneficiaries. And it wouldn't be too hard. These are people who are just sitting out there to either lost the check or lazy to lost the check. But there are 43 states in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico signed the suit. Perhaps the way rebates work will all change.
Okay, I've got a story about a group of teenagers who broke into Robert Frost's former home to hold a party. That is against the law to break into someone's house. And so they have been sentenced, appropriately enough, to poetry class. Prosecutor John Quinn.
That should be a reward.
Well, to some of them, maybe it's punishment. Prosecutor John Quinn said he thought if the teens had a better understanding of who Robert Frost was and what his contribution to society was, his work, they would be more respectful in the future. Although it was his former home. Anyway, a Middlebury College professor is teaching the class his first lesson, Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken.
I was thinking these kids at the party just drank from the beer less tapped, and that has made all the difference,
The professor told the students, quote, "This is where Frost is relevant. This is the irony of the whole thing. You come to a path in the woods where you can say, shall I go to this party and get drunk out of my mind? He said, everything in life is choices. The teens are said to have done $10,000 worth of damage to the home at the party in December. So that's bad. Yeah.
Yes, it is bad. Berlin's mayor wants Madame Tussauds to reconsider plans to include a wax figure of Adolf Hitler at its new museum in Germany.
Yeah, that's a little...
Yeah, it's kind of the no-brainer category of things. The mayor says if the museum does want to include Hitler, they carefully have to consider how they present him. A spokesman for the museum says Hitler curators have taken special care with the figure. Hitler will be hunched over a desk in a dimly lit bunker and will appear as an old broken man. But whenever I go outside Madame Tussauds in New York, there's George Clooney standing there and someone's got his arm draped around him. So you just got to worry about that with Hitler. The figure on display, this old broken Hitler, will be behind glass. Get it? So no one will be able to drape their arms around the Führer. And it will constantly be monitored by video cameras. But still, Berlin, too soon?
Yeah, it's
too close.
Anytime you
maybe
try to,
a little bit.
Scandalous.
But that is the Ramble. We have the links to all those stories on our website. And for clarification's sake, that website, because we hardly ever mention it, is npr.org/Bryant Park.